Hello, airport industry folks. Welcome to the AX Insider Podcast, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Andy Telejohn, the senior writer at Airport Experience News. This podcast will be part of our 20 years, 20 voices series, celebrating the upcoming 20th Airport Experience Conference. During these calls, we're talking with industry veterans who've overseen the evolution of the concessions and customer service portions of the airport industry over the last two decades and change. And today we're talking with Courtney Thornton, Executive Vice President for Governmental and External Affairs at Avolta, the newly formed company that manages Hudson, HMS Host, Dufry, and Stellar Partners in North America. Courtney, thanks for taking some time today.
Wow, thank you, Andy. It's great to be here.
I appreciate you taking some time. Courtney, you have had myriad positions over the years and in a number of different interesting areas of the airport. Your career didn't start in airports. You got your start in law. So tell me about how that happened, how you got connected to airports, and what made you decide to stay.
Absolutely. So yes, you are correct. I did begin in law. After law school, I completed a judicial clerkship in civil district court, then transitioned into civil defense law firm. My goal really was to gain broad range of experience until I identified an area of specialty. Then I heard about an opportunity in-house legal counsel for the New Orleans Aviation Board. At the time, I really didn't realize that the airport had lawyers independent of the city attorney's office, but I was always involved in the community and had my ears to the ground and heard about the opportunity through word of mouth. So I got the job. I started my career in aviation, and I did that for the first 16 years at New Orleans International Airport.
And you got such a kick out of the airport that you got out of law and into various different parts. You did business development for a while, now governmental and external affairs. What was it about the airport industry that hooked you in?
Well, the role that I had really was instrumental in exposing me to so many aspects of the business, right? We know that airports are like cities. They procure opportunities, they build facilities, they operate the business, provide amenities to customers. They have local and small business opportunities and ultimately provide a safe environment for the passengers. So you name it, I touched it. But really, I really want to emphasize the value of people. So along the way, I really build capital and relationships with people from all walks of life, and built a passion for working with people and advocating for women and minority-owned businesses. So as I learned more in the industry about the ACDBE program, I transferred to airports concession side of the business. You know, the big picture is that I was working with both landlords and tenants, and it provided really a more keen understanding of the goals of each and how that experience enabled me to engineer win-win scenarios for both sides.
Okay, so even when you haven't been in law, that legal background has really been a benefit for all parties involved in the different areas in which you've worked.
Absolutely.
Okay. Great. Courtney Thornton from Avolta. You've, as we've discussed, you've looked at the evolution of the industry from a number of different areas. What do you recall from the early days when you were getting involved in New Orleans and what you see now, the evolution of the industry in terms of concessions and customer experience?
Well, listen, I think it's a great outlook. There are advancements in most every point of the traveler's journey, but it's a constant evolution in order to remain relevant. We focus on the traveler. Our goal is really to provide passengers what they want, what they need, when they need it. We do that through a variety of offerings, including food and beverage, convenience, retail, and duty-free. We want travelers to arrive early and so they can dine and shop with us. And then there's the digital aspect, right? We're seeing now self-checkout counters, mobile order and pay QR codes, which provide options for customers to really set the pace for their journey. Also, you see concepts that are powered by Amazon technology, right?
Sure.
We're also seeing a shift towards hybrid concepts and loyalty programs. In terms of loyalty, you know, everyone has them, particularly with rising costs. You see airlines, hotels, cosmetics. Everybody wants something a little extra. In Louisiana, we call that lanyap.
Okay. Yep. And certainly the technology and some of the hybrid concepts are becoming more and more of a thing, as you mentioned. Noting the recent combination that resulted in Avolta, Hudson and Host. You have quite a few different concepts on which that hybrid offerings could probably be built. Is that do you see that as one of the efficiencies or one of the opportunities of this combination?
Absolutely. Providing that overall experience and leveraging each of those to draw in the customer and give them more time to spend with us to shop and dine and eat. That's absolutely our goal, and we work towards it every day.
They might, the customers may not ever leave a Hudson or Host outlet between getting through security and getting on the plane. So that's quite an opportunity there. After a fair amount of time in New Orleans at the airport, you transitioned to Hudson, and I'm wondering, you started out in partner relations, and you worked in business diversity, corporate strategy. What does your job look like now with this new role that you're in? What's keeping you busy these days? With the new company forming and new role and all of that.
It's a beautiful thing, Andy. The beauty of my role is that I can really now creatively bring it all together. Right. Past experience with landlords, experience as the tenant, working with a plethora of business partners across the country, the relationships that we've built internally and externally. It really provides me with a platform to bring it all home in a way that drives excellence and really supports the strategic development and the growth of our company's portfolio.
Okay. Courtney Thornton with Avolta, Vice President for Governmental and External Affairs there. And what about from a diversity perspective, just industry-wide, that we've talked about what a focus you've had on it. What's your sense on how that has evolved and what that looks like right now and into the future?
Brighter. I would say brighter. That's correct. You certainly see women and minorities in leadership positions, as well as operating businesses that were not there 20 years ago. Okay. But just like other aspects of the business, the key will be constant evolution, really, to remain relevant and to build upon and grow these opportunities.
Okay. Is your sense that's continuing to head in the right direction? What are some of the opportunities you see for airports and for operators to continue, moving forward in the diversity in the sense of having a more diverse representation in airports?
Yeah, thank you, Andy. I would say that we've made incredible strides. Progress is real. Progress is visible. But you can't take continued growth for granted. Even with all the documented benefits and value, not everyone is an advocate for diversity, equity, and inclusion. So it'll be increasingly important to remain mindful, right? And to keep on the radar the benefits that diverse experiences yield. It brings about different skills, different perspectives. It allows a team to draw upon a wider range of experiences. You know, it promotes more inclusive environments, which we believe yield longevity. It's more collaborative. And in essence, it's provides a sense of fairness and humanity to any given project. You know, I believe we have to keep these issues and the benefits that they yield top of mind at HMS Host, Hudson Dufree, which is managed by Avalta in North America. We maintain a dedicated strategic alliance team so that we can keep this a priority.
Okay. Yep. Absolutely. Okay. Let's look a little globally now. You do a fair amount of travel in your work or have over time. What's an amenity or service that has entered the industry now that that you like that wasn't there when you got started? You mentioned some of the technology a while ago, but specific thing you like to see at an airport now that wasn't there when you started?
Wow, it's so many things. I like the fact that we've transitioned away from paper, and now you can have electronic boarding pass capabilities.
Sure.
Again, the mobile app, Order is just another fantastic digital innovation. I love that I can pre-order my hot chocolate from Starbucks through an app and pick it up when I arrive at the terminal. Love Clear with TSA PreCheck. And then we have food and retail options in airports that are significantly improved. Airports now are really places where travelers have a variety of options and can enjoy an overall experience. And that wasn't necessarily the case 20 years ago.
Okay. Okay. Great stuff there. Yeah, no doubt. The hot chocolate at Starbucks, some of the lines that you see when you walk in there, being able to just pick it up off of a tray, that's between that and pre-check, that that does make traversing the airport a much simpler task, no doubt.
It makes it an easier journey.
It certainly does. You mentioned something earlier that popped into my head and then disappeared and then popped back in again. You mentioned loyalty programs.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you could expand a little bit on that. I've heard a little bit about that over time, but if there's more going on, tell me more about what that looks like from Avalta's perspective.
Okay, sure, absolutely. We have Red by Dufree, and that is a program that we're always enhancing. It is to provide and reward our customers to frequent. And to attract new ones, right? So we have a profile of the passengers. We know we can identify what they like, and we're able to reward them with points as they frequent our stores, and it enables us to attract new customers as well.
Okay, and this is something that they can get in any airport that they happen to be in where Dufree is involved as well.
That's correct. You can download the app.
Okay, great. Great. This is Courtney Thornton, Executive Vice President for Governmental and External Affairs at Avalta. Conversely to the question I asked you a few minutes ago, what's an amenity or service that you find on the street that you like that hasn't quite made it to airports yet, but that you'd like to see brought in?
That's a good question. I think we've made amazing strides. Nothing immediately comes to mind, but I do look to the growth of hybrid concepts, you know, where we can leverage food and retail and bring about a full experience, which is really new and exciting for the travelers.
Sure, and that kind of concept keeps popping up more and more every day. So that's definitely something we're keeping an eye on as well. You've expressed some thoughts on mentorship. I know, is there anything you wanted specifically to talk about, one mentor that you had? What can you tell me on that front, and how important that's been to the journey that you've had over the years?
Oh, well, it was integral. I mean, I'm fortunate to have benefited from many members, mentors, like Revius Ortique Jr. He was a then retired Louisiana Supreme Court Justice and chairman of the Aviation Board. We're always looking for new talent. For anyone who is looking to learn more about the industry, I encourage them to find a mentor, find someone who has been successful in doing something that you are attracted to, and ask them to mentor you. And I really just can't wait to see where the industry takes us 20 years from now.
Any predictions, any crystal ball? What's given the differences between now and 20 years ago? What do you see 20 years out?
That's a good question.
I guess it's definitely hard to say. Courtney Thornton, you've answered the questions I came with. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to congratulate Airport Experience in the spirit of celebrating the 20 years. You know, I'm also thankful for all of the industry organizations that bring us together and just keep us focused on the things that we can do to grow our industry. So congratulations to you and Airport Experience as well.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Appreciate you taking some time. Courtney, can I ask you one follow-up question on you talked about the importance that mentorship had to you over the years. Is there any kind of a formalized program or anything that Hudson and/or Volta, now that it's part of the bigger organization there, has in place in terms of mentoring or going out and finding some of the next generation of leaders in airports that kind of like you talked about?
Thank you for asking, Andy. I mean, we recently last summer had an internship program. We had interns working in various departments within the company. And we assigned mentors to them in that regard. And we hope to continue to work with those students and grow their interest in airports and keep them and maintain their participation in the industry.
Absolutely. Airports, I keep hearing all the time about how people have no idea just exactly how many professions there are where you can make a living in airports until you actually spend some time, in one, looking at them specifically. So that sounds like a great program. Courtney, thank you for taking some time. I appreciate you sharing some thoughts.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andy.